Big Oil Check-In, exploring the end of the age of oil.
When gasoline prices hit $6 per gallon, that will be the death of the SUV. The behemoth vehicle was badly wounded at 2008's $4 and $5 gasoline, and the jump to $6 will finish it off. That's the argument Forbes magazine writer Chris Steiner makes in his book, $20 per Gallon, How the Inevitable Rise in the Price of Gasoline Will Change Your Life for the Better. I'm going to be a bit whimsical this week and talk about one of the more unlikely replacements for SUVs, pedicabs. What's a pedicab? It's a pedal-powered taxicab. Another name, bicycle rickshaw, captures the appearance pretty well. Most have three wheels, one in front and two in back. If you look just at the front wheel and back to the chauffeur's seat and pedals, it looks like a bicycle. But the pedals drive the two back wheels, and passengers sit on a seat behind the chauffeur between the wheels. Note that I said chauffeur. That's the word I used to describe myself when I worked part-time as a pedicab chauffeur in the 1990s in Oslo, Norway. I was going to graduate school south of Oslo and wanted some extra income so I could afford to live among the bright lights of the big capital city. From an income perspective, it worked out pretty well. I made $100 an hour, including breaks, on 5 to 7 hour nighttime shifts. It pays to be a chauffeur. My uniform clearly showed I was a chauffeur. It consisted of a tuxedo shirt, black tie, tight black Lycra bicycling shorts, black socks, and bicycling shoes with cleats. On colder nights, I put on long bicycling tights, tails, and a top hat with a wool hat hidden underneath it. I almost didn't make it into pedicabbing. My friend Knut Einar owned a small fleet of pedicabs, and he offered to rent me one on weekends. In the afternoon before the evening I was to debut with a pedicab, Knut Einar put me on the back of one of his pedicabs and pedaled us to a medieval market being held not too far away. I felt terribly important to be ferried around in this style, and I savored other people's reactions. Wherever we went, they looked at us with a mixture of amazement and admiration. After this short demonstration, Knut Einar gave me a lecture on how the pedicab handles differently than a bicycle. Then I was at the handlebars, and Knut Einar was sitting in back enjoying the ride. I thought I was a pretty strong mountain bike rider, but I couldn't get the big vehicle moving nearly as easily as Knut Einar. It was heavy, and it handled funny. This was with only one passenger. I struggled for a while, and then he took over and drove us home. I was dejected. How could I afford that apartment in Oslo if I was too weak to pedicab? I decided to take the pedicab out that evening anyway, but not to pick up any passengers. Since it was my strength I was primarily worried about, I headed uphill. And that's not too hard to do in Oslo. After a while, I paused at a corner in a residential neighborhood, trying to decide where to go next. Out of a house came three women in their late 20s, all dressed up for a Friday night on the town. One of them stopped and asked me if I could take them down to Aker Brygge, by the harbor. Well, that surprised me. I didn't intend to take passengers. Since I'd meandered almost randomly uphill, I wasn't even sure how to get to Aker Brygge from there. The women told me they could show me the way, and they assured me it was all downhill. I began to warm up to the idea, and they asked, how much would it cost? To start the haggling, I suggested 60 crowns apiece, about $9 apiece. One looked at the others and said, heck, it's worth it, let's go! Well, that wasn't the bargaining technique I'd expected them to use, but I didn't object. $27 total for my first fare. That's how this Yankee ended up with two Norwegians and a Swede on the back of a Pakistani pedicab, swooping down the hills of Oslo towards the harbor. We bantered back and forth in a mixture of Norwegian and Swedish, in between their loud peals of thrilled laughter. Well, I got stronger, and I went on to chauffeur the pedicab for several years, 1 to 4 nights per month. It's not really much of a replacement for the SUV. My pedicab in Oslo wasn't used as a practical vehicle. Almost everyone took it just for fun, the way they'd ride a merry-go-round or a Ferris wheel. But pedicabs are already established in quite a few U.S. cities, and as gasoline passes $6 a gallon and keeps going up, Maybe we'll see them become competitive for practical transportation. Maybe. Until then, they're a blast to ride. If you're in Denver or San Francisco or any other city with pedicabs, give one a try. Be sure to tip well. I'm Carl Ettnayer, and that's this week's Peak Oil Check-In.
Peak Oil Check-In was produced by Relocalizing Vermont Productions in association with WGDR Plainfield.